Hi, it's Casey, and here's a half hour of health and happiness. Today we shine on as we stand up to bullies with help from the counselors at Walden University.
Stand up, interrupt, disrupt bullying. It's not okay. Everybody gets to go to school and work in a non-hostile environment.
And we keep up with the amazing Judith Light.
I'm off Broadway right now. I'm doing a play down at the Lucia Lortel Theater, and as well as doing the show Transparent for Amazon Prime. So I have to take care of myself.
And taking good care of yourself is what the Health and Happiness Show is all about. Brought to you by Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Visit Dr. David Bank at thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. I visited the doctor myself just this week. Now, is there a bully in your life or in your child's life? Dr. Colleen Logan at Walden University has the statistics.
We know that about a third of teens report being bullied at school each and every single day. And anyone can be the target of bullying. Kids use bullying to gain power, to retaliate, to cause harm. They look for kids who are vulnerable or seen as loners. And they also target folks who are different. We know our sexual minority youth can be targets. We know kids who are differently abled, different weight, different height, different ethnic background can be targeted. But what's different is that previous research taught us that popular kids did a lot of the bullying. Mm-hmm. Now, we know that these popular kids are actually playing a huge part in helping to stop bullying. Kids with the most influence who stand up against bullying have a bigger impact on it than teachers and school administrators.
So the kids are taking care of this themselves in some way.
Right. I don't know if you've heard this story, but an example would be a child who was deaf was being bullied, and the bullies threw his backpack in the toilet. And his classmates rallied around him, established a GoFundMe page, raised $800 in a couple of hours so that he could replace his books and the hearing aid that had been damaged in the incident. So kids are standing up. They're seeing that this is happening, and they're saying, no, it's not okay.
Who do you want to speak to today? Parents, kids, educators? What is the group we're targeting?
Everyone. Bullying is an epidemic. It's still a major problem. We know that thousands of lives are still lost each year because kids are committing suicide because they can't go to school one more day and face that bully.
How do parents reach their kids? You know, sometimes parents are the last to find out about them.
Well, you know, the truth is, if you're showing up as a parent and you think that your child is either a bully or is being bullied, you're probably right. And if your child's being bullied, you need to intervene. If your child is a bully, you need to intervene. You need to stand up to bullying and stand up for your kids.
Wow. I mean, that has to be a terrible feeling for any parent who thinks their child may be the one doing the bullying.
Right. And, you know, the thing is, you know, it used to be bullying was, you know, discounted, almost seen as a rite of a passage. It was okay. But that's really changed. I mean, cyberbullying has taken bullying to a whole new level. Used to be kids could, you know, they'd get bullied at school and go home where it was safe. Now the bullying follows them on the computer, on the handheld, on the laptop, and they can't get away from it. So we as parents, we have to really up our game and be engaged in our kids' lives.
Right. And two, when kids were bullied at school, it was maybe between the kid that was being bullied and one or two other people. Now with this stuff on social media, your kids can feel like the whole world is against them and that everybody knows, you know, that something happened.
Well, that's right. And we know that kids who are bullied by their peers actually suffer worse long-term effects than children who are physically, emotionally, and sexually abused by their parents. Here's the good news on that, though. Counselors can help. Here at Walden, we train our counselors to work with trauma, and it is trauma, across the lifespan. Help kids and youth and adults who have experienced bullying, whether they've been the target, they've been the bully, or a bystander. All of that creates trauma, and counselors can help heal those wounds.
All right. I want to go back to what you said about sexual abuse. Could you repeat that again?
Sure. So what we're learning is that kids who are bullied by their peers actually suffer from worse long-term mental health issues than children who are physically, emotionally, and sexually abused by their parents.
Why?
It is so traumatic to be bullied, and particularly, as you alluded to, the online bullying where you can't get away from it. It's devastating. It causes long-term mental health issues.
Wow. It must be a certain particular kind of hell to be rejected by your own set of peers at a tender age.
Exactly. I mean, and that's your task as an adolescent is learning how to relate to and interrelate to your peers. And when your peers are harassing, teasing, physically, verbally hurting you, you're right. It's really hard to continue to go to school, to have the idea that no one likes you.
terrible. Now tell me more about the counselors at Walden.
At Walden, we train our counselors to address these issues, to help people talk about what that pain was like that they experienced at adolescence. And as you all well know, bullying isn't just limited to adolescents. We know that bullying occurs in the workplace, too. And counselors are uniquely trained to help folks address the trauma, work it through, and heal.
It's true. And I know there's a lot of adults shaking their head right now putting up with a bully in the workplace. That is the absolute worst because you know what? It's hard to compare. It's really apples and oranges. But it's hard to show up and go to work every day when you're being bullied at work, but you need that paycheck.
Right. You're right. It's absolutely untenable. But here's what we know, which I think is exciting for adults, too. Research shows that when elementary kids stand up to bullying, more than half the time the bullying stops within 10 seconds. I think that can be true for adults, too, if we stand up to bullying.
Say that one more time.
Research shows that when elementary kids stand up to bullying, more than half the time the bullying stops within 10 seconds.
Okay. Very good. What's the best way to handle a bully?
Stand up, interrupt, disrupt bullying. It's not okay. Everybody gets to go to school and work in a non-hostile environment. And at Walden, we have this great website that has tips and examples of how of folks doing just that, standing up and interrupting and disrupting bullying. And it's at www.waldenu.edu/bullyprevention.
Do that again.
You got it. www.waldenu.edu/bullyprevention.
Waldenu.edu. That's where we get first. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or want more information about anything you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. Information, fun, and inspiration. This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show.
Quality patient-centered care that's close to home. That's Northern Westchester Hospital in Mount Kisco. Hi, it's Casey. During Breast Cancer Awareness Month, remember that Northern Westchester Hospital offers mammography and radiology in a private spa-like setting. It's called the Women's Imaging Center. The state-of-the-art technology includes 3D mammography that helps detect breast cancer early. You'll feel comfortable and cared for, and right after your screening, you can sit down face-to-face with a radiologist who will explain your results and answer your questions. I chose the Women's Imaging Center at Northern Westchester Hospital, and you can feel confident doing the same. Acclaimed as a breast imaging center of excellence by the American College of Radiology with Gold Seal accreditation, representing the highest level of image quality and patient comfort. Every month is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Make your appointment today. Visit nwhgetyourmammo.org or call 914-666-1445.
Hi, it's Holly Shelowitz with Your Nourishing Wisdom. What's for breakfast? A nourishing breakfast will sustain your body, nourish your brain, keep blood sugar levels balanced, and your mood steady. Here's one of my favorites, and it's a real quickie. Overnight oats. In your breakfast bowl, soak 1/2 cup of rolled oats, 1 cup of water, 1 tablespoon of walnuts, and a sprinkle of sunflower seeds with a pinch of salt. You soak it overnight. Just keep it covered and out on the counter. When you wake up in the morning, add a splash of unsweetened almond milk, some goji berries, and some shaved dried coconut, and even the zest of a lemon. Stir all of this together, and you'll have a delicious, refreshing, and filling breakfast. For this recipe and many others, visit nourishingwisdom.com. I'm Holly with Your Nourishing Wisdom. Blessings on your day.
Hi, this is Fran Capo, adventurer, comedian, and author of Hope Filled the City of Light, which gives you the 44 secrets to happiness. Here's one of those secrets. Ever notice how we rush around for our family and friends, but we don't often take the time to take care of ourselves? Why? We're just as important. From here on in, I want you to promise yourself that you'll take a few minutes every day. Come on, promise yourself now. Devote 5 small minutes a day to something that you love. Listen to your favorite song, pray, walk, take a bubble bath, hug your pet, write in a diary, call a friend. All right, it'll have to be a quick talk. Get a $5 back rub for 5 minutes at a nail salon. Watch the sunrise or the sunset. Savor and eat your favorite snack. Visualize the house you want to buy. There's a lot you can do in 5 minutes, and it gives you something fantastic to look forward to each day. Do not neglect yourself and your sanity. Make it a habit. When you habitually treat yourself well and make yourself important, you feel better, no matter what is going on in your life at the time. And if you treat yourself better, you are a calmer and happier person to be around. Trust me. Your family will love it, and the 5-minute de-stressor will work wonders on your mind, body, and soul. Well, I gotta run. I have a massage appointment I don't want to miss. This is Fran Capital, the world's fastest talking woman, but I always make sure I slow down enough to take 5. To learn more, go to FranCapo.com.
Ladies, you know how good it feels to catch a glimpse of your own reflection and smile back at it. Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco can help refresh your reflection naturally. Long-lasting Thermage uses radio frequency to strengthen your skin. Thermage can help you regain a youthful contouring of your cheekbones and jaw. It works great on stretch marks and on your legs and around your knees, too. A Fraxel laser treatment pinpoints sunspots, scars, and wrinkles, and stimulates your own natural collagen. Fraxel can help change damaged skin into glowing, healthy skin. Ladies, in less time than a yoga class or a mani-pedi, you can renew and rejuvenate your skin and smile back at your reflection. Take the first step today. Call Dr. David Bank at the Center for Dermatology in Mount Kisco. Here's the number, 914-241-3003. And visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did.
Do you want your boss to give you that raise or your teenager to clean up her room? Do you want to close more deals or encourage your spouse to open up more? Gaining rapport is the first step in inspiring someone to do what you want them to. There are very simple, easy ways to gain rapport or to connect with another person. Match your boss's body language, for example. If her legs are crossed, subtly cross yours too. You can speak at the same volume and rate as your client. He'll feel immediately in sync with you. Try offering your teenager a double bind. Something like, "Would you like to clean your room now or after dinner?" She'll feel empowered because she has a choice. You can lead by matching your spouse's conversational pattern first, then slowly altering your own. A person in rapport wants to stay in rapport, so he or she will change to match your new pattern, usually without realizing it. Once you've created rapport, you're in a leadership position, and good leaders are persuasive, inspiring, and influential. Remember to use lots of praise, enthusiasm, and encouragement. If you'd like to learn more about improving the way you deal with people or learning more about yourself, visit liveandlearnguides.com.
That's Priscilla Kerasy from Live and Learn Guides. Living and learning is what we do here as we shine on now with actor Vicki Lawrence. When Vicki was a senior in high school, she wrote a letter to Carol Burnett because she was told they looked alike, and the rest is television history. Vicki went on to star in Mama's Family and played Hannah Montana's grandma, too. She's here with Dr. Nita Ogden to talk about chronic idiopathic urticaria, or hives. But first, let's say, hey, Vicki, what's up with your girl, Miley?
Oh, you know, it's so funny, Casey. Everybody thinks I know what's going to happen to her because I played her grandma. But, I mean, I think she's doing a pretty darn good job. You've been watching her on The Voice?
Yes, she's a force of nature.
Yeah, I think she's super, super talented, and I think she worked really hard to break that Disney image, and I think she did a damn good job.
Oh, yeah, that's done. Vicki.
Yeah, but she's really talented, and I think she's going to be around for a while.
Did you see that in her then? Did you think, oh, my God, mega superstar?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very driven, very focused, you know, just so ready to learn. Smart girl.
And so are you. You are here today with Dr. Nita Ogden to talk about a condition that we want to alert people to. Tell everybody what the situation is.
Here's the situation, Casey. I broke out in hives about 6 years ago, and I automatically assumed that I was allergic to something, ate something wrong, did something wrong. So I went to my allergist, who said everybody breaks out in hives at some point in their life. He said almost everybody, and we'll get it under control. No worries. We spent 6 weeks trying everything you can think of, at which point he said, I'm going to diagnose you with chronic idiopathic urticaria. And I thought, okay, he's making this up, because who has ever heard such a mouthful? So I went home and I got on the web and I started looking for anything I could read about the condition, and there wasn't any good information. So fortunately I had an allergist who was able to help me get my hives under control, And when I had an opportunity to join with the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America on this website, CIUNU.com, I said I will put my face and my story on the website so that people, if they are now looking for answers on the web, will have a place to go, an educational program that will lead them in the right direction.
CIUNYOU.com is the website. Listen to this. I know of what you speak. My sister has this.
Oh, really?
And when she gets hives, they come out of nowhere for no reason. Was it the pizza I ate? Was it the apple cider I drank? Her eyelids, like, flip, get so swollen, they flip up. Her ears get so swollen. Her lips get so swollen. She can't leave the house.
Huh.
What were your symptoms like?
Well, mine, fortunately, didn't ever affect my face, thank goodness. But mine actually started with the palms of my hands itching. And I remember telling my husband, you need to go buy a lottery ticket because we're obviously coming into a lot of money.
Right.
And then it spread into my arms, my abdomen, my back, my hips, mostly that kind of area, shoulders. At one point, I did feel it crawling up the back of my head. And I said, oh, God, please, no, not my face. But it was, I mean, I tried everything. I would take ice cold showers, you know, just to try. And I was convinced that it was the heat that was causing my hives. Long after the doctor helped me get mine under control, before I would take a warm shower, because I was just sure the heat was going to bring them back. But I mean, I've talked to people that have been looking for answers literally for years, people that have stopped doing their lives. They've stopped their horseback riding. They've stopped going to the beach. They've stopped working out. One woman moved out of her house because she was sure there was something in the house that was causing the hives.
Right.
So the whole point of the website is to educate people to the fact that this is an actual condition. There are answers. It is not curable, but it is treatable. The trick is to find the right allergist or the dermatologist that knows about CIU, take photos and keep a diary, and be proactive and armed when you get to the right doctor.
Dr. Nita Ogden is our right doctor. Welcome back to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, Doctor. So what are the triggers for this? Do we know?
Thank you. Well, no, there are. We do know that there are no triggers. That's the nature of it being idiopathic. There are no triggers. There are no causes. And people really, it's difficult first because they look for that. They change their diet or they clear things out of their home. And ultimately, they continue to get hives and discover that there is no risk factor or cause. And getting hooked up early with an allergist or dermatologist is going to help this process along. So I think it's a good idea if you develop hives and they recur, not to wait the full 6 weeks. Go see an allergist or dermatologist, and they can help you get to a diagnosis of CIUNU more quickly. And also take photos of hives if you have them and when you have them. Write your symptoms down. Bring as much information to your appointment as you can, and this will help as well. And CIUNU.com has great resources, a symptom tracker, tips, and also personal experiences like Vicky's that really help personalize this so that people don't feel alone, because they may not feel that this is a common thing, and it really helps to hear all of that.
Yeah. Vicky, how long did it last when your hives came on?
Well, 6 weeks before I got that diagnosis. And
you had hives for 6 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the doctor will tell you there's no right or wrong to this. Some people break out for 10 minutes and it's gone. Some people, it goes on for months or years. It's just very capricious. It'll come and go at a whim. And the most frustrating, I think, thing for a CIU patient is that we try to blame ourselves. We're trying to find the answer. I mean, I tried everything. Like my daughter said, get on an elimination diet. And a friend of mine said, stop drinking red wine because it's all the tannins in the wine. And I switched to all fragrance-free detergents. I switched all my sheets. I did, you know, you do everything you can think of, and you're blaming yourself for something that is not your fault. There's no known cause, and you're probably never going to find the cause. My doctor said to me when he diagnosed me, he said, we can scratch test all you want, but he said, I think you will never find the cause for this. I have not seen a hive now in probably about 4 years, but that's not to say that they won't come back for me, because as for 1.5 million others of us, for me, it is chronic.
Yeah. And is it hereditary, doctor?
No, there is no genetic component here. So yet again, that's not something that you can look towards. If somebody in your family has this, it doesn't mean that you will as well. CIU is it's a difficult entity in the sense that it doesn't have a place that you can go and say, that's it, that's what's going to cause it, or that means I'm going to have it. Again, having information and educating yourself through resources like CIUNU.com is so helpful to patients in that respect.
It's just, you cannot blame your mother for this, Casey. You can blame her for
everything,
a lot of stuff.
Right. Great advice from Mama herself, right? So let me ask you this. What's actually going on in the body when hives pop up? Like, what causes all this inflammation? Where does it come from?
You know, there are a lot of different immunologic things that go on that contribute to this. So it's not inflammation per se. It is a immunologic allergic condition that's mediated by things like antibodies. But again, from a different pathway than what you'd see if you have an allergy to a dog or a food. So these are all things that your doctor takes into account when they're treating you. And that's why it's so important to actually see the specialists who know how this condition actually works.
All right, speaking of dogs, Vicki, how are yours?
Oh, our dogs are great. They're always great.
And we can find you on DVD and where else?
Well, we're on MeTV weeknights now. And I get on my website, VickiLawrence.com, check on my schedule, and find out when I'm going to be in your hood, and come on out and we'll laugh together.
She is a peach, that Vicki Lawrence. And, you know, I got to say, you may be able to find the reason for your hives with a therapist or doctor who does muscle testing to see what your body does not agree with. I know one. If you're interested, call me. And you can email me anytime at caseyradio@gmail.com. And please visit caseyradio.com or join a circle of women on Facebook to see what we're up to. And save the date, Sunday, December 11th. That's Shine On, a healthy, happy holiday celebration in Verplank. More on that coming up soon. Right now, we catch up with another TV star with more health advice. Kathleen Cameron from the National Council on Aging's Center for Healthy Aging is here with Judith Light, who has a message to share.
Well, the topic for today is a really important one. It is now flu season, and we are back talking to you about that. I joined up with the Flu Plus You campaign, Sanofi Pasteur, and the National Council on Aging because I wanted to educate adults who are 65 and older that there is a higher dose flu vaccine for them in particular. And I was given a statistic that really worried and frightened and concerned me that a lot of people didn't know about, and I didn't know about it, and it is that 90% of flu-related deaths happen in people who are 65 and older. That's 90% of flu-related deaths happen in people 65 or older. And we are talking about the boomer generation and on up. And the CDC recommends that everybody 6 months and older get a flu shot. But this is a higher dose vaccination that I really want people to know about.
All right. And doctor, what can you tell us about this particular vaccination?
This particular vaccination is specifically designed for the viruses that we know are circulating this year. So we know it's the single best way to help prevent the flu. That's according to the CDC. And our message is older adults are at highest risk for getting the flu and the complications from the flu, and now is the time to get the flu vaccination. The flu season has already started. We have cases across the country, and we have one death, unfortunately, from the flu.
And it also takes 2 weeks until the vaccine starts really working well in the system. So that's why we're talking to you about it now, so that you can take care of yourself through the entire flu season.
Okay, got it. We need to get our flu shots now. And where do we have to ask for the special one?
Yes, you actually can talk to your doctor about it. You can go to the ncoa.org/flu website, and you can get more information there. You can talk to your pharmacist, healthcare provider. But in many cases, the vaccine is free.
ncoa.org. Ask for the flu vaccine. Judith, when are you coming back to Broadway?
Well, actually, I'm off Broadway right now. I'm doing a play down at the Lucia Lortel Theater, and so that's what I'm doing right now, as well as doing the show Transparent for Amazon Prime. So I have to take care of myself. I've had my flu shot. I have to take care of myself and take care of the people around me.
The girls in my Pilates class are talking about Transparent all the time.
Oh, thanks, Em. Tell them I said hello.
Oh, my gosh. I have to get that Amazon Prime now. And
yes, you do.
And what's the name of the off-Broadway show?
It's called All the Ways to Say I Love You by Neil LaBute, directed by Lee Silverman. It's a one-person show, so I have to be well.
Yes,
and
you
it's,
do.
And remember, it's ncoa.org/flu.
Judith Light. Angela. Love that show. Charles in Charge. Okay, now you are in charge of yourself. Go do great things. See you next week.
You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, an Ella's Leash production. The content of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is intended for general information purposes only. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, is made possible with support from the Center for Dermatology, Cosmetic, and Laser Surgery in Mount Kisco. Let Dr. David Bank recapture your youthful look. Visit thecenterforderm.com. You'll be happy you did. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, next Sunday morning from 100.7 WHUD.